Then there is the level of damage caused by various insects, and there are many during the growing season to the leaf of the trees. It may be caterpillars, it may be aphids, it may be tree rollers. There are very many. But the most important thing is, in order to reduce the damage, is to bring some natural balance into the garden. With other words, it is amazing how many caterpillars are eaten up and destroyed by all different types of blue tits and different types of birds. They are very effective indeed. So little nest boxes for birds are very effective in the garden to control the level of damage caused by caterpillar. Aphis is different. Sometimes, due to weather conditions as well, there are explosions of aphis early in the season, also called green fly. They will roll up the young leaves and can do tremendous damage in development of young trees. Now, in the garden center, you can get different types of organic soap, which are nothing else but fatty acids, which will reduce the actual development of the green aphis or rosy apple aphis, and all the different types, and the black aphis of the cherries. I can't stress enough that in the beginning of the season, aphis does more damage than anything else to the young leaf. And then there is the spray called an organic spray, made by Aston Horticulture, which is a garlic mixture of garlic and sulfur, and that will help to keep the damage levels at a very low level. And therefore, I really do recommend that.
Now let's look at the physical damage to the trees. The physical damage of the trees can be caused by many things. The first thing is the ordinary grass bark. People going too close to the trunk of the tree and damaging the bark, that can be very serious and set the trees back for years. So make sure that there's always at least 1 meter square of soil, not with grass, around the trees, then you can avoid this particular type of damage and the tree will be very grateful for it. The second thing is physical damage to the trees caused by the pigeon is often overlooked right at the beginning. And that is the beginning of the season. In other words, when the first leaf appears, there comes the pigeons eating not only the very first leaves, but eating also the flower buds. And they can do major damage in all types of varieties, but particularly in plum trees. I have seen beautiful plum trees absolutely stripped of every single flower by the pigeons. So make sure that is protected either with netting or some sort of device, such as caravan. Then there is the damage of deer, monk jack of red deer, which will in the winter damage the bark and in the summer eat the young shoots. Some form of fencing is needed to prevent that. The occasional damage to the trees does not really do much damage. And then there is the damage caused by rabbits and mice. Rabbits eating the bark and the mice actually trimming the bark off in the depth of the winter or in the autumn when mice and rabbits both are going very short of food. So So that got to be avoided and need to be dealt with. Now let's look at the physical damage to the trees. The physical damage of the trees can be caused by many things. The first thing is the ordinary grass bark. People going too close to the trunk of the tree and damaging the bark, that can be very serious and set the trees back for years. So make sure that there's always at least 1 meter square of soil, not with grass, around the trees, then you can avoid this particular type of damage and the tree will be very grateful for it. The second thing is physical damage to the trees caused by the pigeon is often overlooked right at the beginning. And that is the beginning of the season. In other words, when the first leaf appears, there comes the pigeons eating not only the very first leaves, but eating also the flower buds. And they can do major damage in all types of varieties, but particularly in plum trees. I have seen beautiful plum trees absolutely stripped of every single flower by the pigeons. So make sure that is protected either with netting or some sort of device such as caravan. Then there is the damage of deer, monk jack of red deer, which will in the winter damage the bark and in the summer eat the young shoots. Some form of fencing is needed to prevent that. The occasional damage to the trees does not really do much damage. And then there is the damage caused by rabbits and mice. Rabbits eating the bark and the mice actually trimming the bark off in the depth of the winter or in the autumn, and mice and rabbits both are going very short of food. So that got to be avoided and need to be dealt with.